Fazi went ashore to push the ship. The dragon from a cave came after him.
They say that captains raised on oatmeal are tasty.
Well, Fazi did not want to fall into the mouth of a dragon. The monster chased Fazi around the island all night. Fazi didn't get any sleep at all. The next day was especially windy and perfect for flying a kite. Fazi's best friends were already waiting for him in the yard.
"Why the sad face?"
Astra, a nice girl with long hair, asked Fazi.
"I didn't sleep well," he said. "I was running from a dragon in my sleep, and he was trying to catch me the whole time. Once, he even bit me in the behind, and it hurt."
"Good grief," replied Astra.
"So you can't sit now?"
sneered Obi, the other boy. He got a hard noogie in response. As they were talking, the friends arrived at a field and proceeded to put together their kite. Astra still wouldn't quiet down.
"I don't understand you, Fazi,"
she sighed.
"What isn't clear?"
"You really don't know that this dragon is easy to beat?"
"But how can I deal with him when it's a dream, Astra?"
said Fazi in surprise.
"You little liar,"
blurted out Obi.
"When I go to bed,"
Astra started matter-of-factly, turning to Fazi,
"I remind myself, if you dream of something awful, you have to remember that it's a dream, and then everything will be how you want it. For example, if I dream of vicious wolves, I turn them into puppies and play with them."
That's when Spar appeared. He was a thick-headed bad boy from the neighbor's yard. Spar was a whole year and a half older than Fazi and his friends and thought he was a tough guy.
"Astra, are you still hanging out with that little kid? Let's go look at my new bike instead."
"Oh, wow, a new bike? Is it red?"
Astra's face brightened and she immediately ran away with Spar without even saying goodbye to Fazi or Obi. Fazi went home sad that evening, although the kite flight was successful and it flew high in the sky for a long time. Astra was not with them, and he had to take some little kids with him instead of her. What a bad day. Sheer frustration. Meanwhile, Astra's words sunk into his heart. After eating dinner and playing with matchbox cars for a while, Fazi went to sleep with the firm intention of finally getting to the bottom of things with that awful dragon. Fazi had unusual dreams all night. As soon as he was about to board a rocket ship, that awful, hairy, purple dragon appeared.
"I'm going to eat you,"
it growled, rushing at Fazi.